Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly cloudy. 60 degrees. The Great 38, WACMN, Flint. Making Genesee County Radio great again, WACMN, Flint. Good morning, 0100 hours. Mostly cloudy. 61 degrees. WHCMN, Repeater Flint. Good morning, 0200 hours. Partly cloudy. 61 degrees. Good morning, 0300 hours. Mostly clear. 62 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can, WACMN, Repeater Flint. Good morning, 0400 hours. Cloudy. 61 degrees. The Great 38, WACMN, Flint. Good morning, 0500 hours. Cloudy. 61 degrees. Making Genesee County Radio great again, WACMN, Flint. Good morning, 0600 hours. Cloudy. 59 degrees. WHCMN, Repeater Flint. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can, WHCMN, Repeater Flint.
K8LDF, K8RVP.
Good morning, 0700 hours. Cloudy. 59 degrees. The Great 38, WACMN, Flint.
This is Whiskey 8, Delta Lima Kilo, monitoring with ear.
Good morning, 0800 hours. Cloudy. 58 degrees. Making Genesee County Radio great again, WACMN, Flint. WHCMN, Repeater Flint. Good morning, 0900 hours. Mostly sunny. 60 degrees. Good morning, 1000 hours. Mostly cloudy. 61 degrees. penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. WHCMN, repeater Flint.
WHCMN, testing monitor 1-2-3.
The Great 38, WHCMN, Flint. Good morning, 1100 hours. Partly sunny. 64 degrees. Making Genesee County Radio great again. WHCMN, Flint.
KEAACI, listening. KEAACI-INT, monitoring 38. This is NAFLK in Lansing. Good morning to you. Again, the call is November 8th, Fox, Lima, Kilo. Name is Kirby. Well, thank you, sir. How does this radio sound? Because I'm going to be donating it to another ham today. I want to make sure he's getting a decent radio. KF5INT. You're getting it. I don't know how far you are from the repeater, but I can understand it. Okay, thank you, sir. I'm going to box it up and wait for his arrival. Thank you. KF5INT, back to monitoring.
WHCMN, repeater Flint. VHF hub, disconnected. Fenton 78, connected to Flint 38. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Partly sunny. 66 degrees.
This is a special edition of the GDR's Outdoor Siren Testnet for the citywide tornado drill. This net normally convenes on the first Saturday of the month between March and October. This net is open at noon and the test begins at 1. This net is hosted on WHCMN 147.38 Flint and 146.78 Fenton Lane repeaters. This net is open to all local amateur radio operators in Genesee County for free. A siren report consists of a visual inspection of the siren to ensure it has both tone and rotation when applicable. A list of sirens can be found at gcares.org. My name is Lance, Lima Alpha Nancy Charlie Echo. My call sign is AB8Way Alpha Bravo 8 Yankee, and I will be net control. If you'd like to participate in the net, please call net control now.
This is Whiskey Alpha 8, Quebec Mike Victor.
Got Whiskey Alpha 8, Quebec Mike Victor. Do you have a siren in mind, or do you want to sign?
Yes, I was going to take siren number 6565 on Lennon Road. I noticed it hadn't been checked in a few years. Would that be all right?
Assigned to siren 6-5. Anybody else looking to check into the Genesee County Amateur Radio Club? GCARES Outdoor Siren Test.
KF5INT.
Come back with that after you, sir.
KF5INT.
Just to make sure I got that right. Kilo Foxtrot 5, India Nancy Tango.
Kilo Foxtrot 5, India November Tango, correct. I'll get the one at my college. I don't know what the number is. I'm going to say 51 or 61 or something like that, my college.
I believe I checked at the siren test last, and at the beginning of the month. Would you be able to take another one, or do you want to, are you set on that one?
Well, that's kind of the one I'm set on, because I'll be going there by wheelchair.
Alright, he's assigned to Siren 51. Anybody else looking to check in to the GCAR's outdoor siren test then? ABAY looking to check in for the GCAR's outdoor siren test then? Is ABAY not controlled for the GCAR's outdoor siren test then? Looking to check in for looking to check in, please call now. Is ABAY at control for the special edition of the GCAR's outdoor special siren test net looking for check-in for the next. If you'd like to check in, please call now.
WDACM.
Last station, this is net control for the outdoor siren test net. Were you looking to check in?
Yes, this is Whiskey Bravo 8, Delta Lima, November in Montreal. I will go to number 8, Duffield here, between Wilson and 57.
You're a little scratchy in the system. I believe your call was Whiskey Bravo 8, Delta Lima Nancy. You said you're going to Siren 62?
Siren number 82, number 82.
Alright, I got you down for Siren 82. This is ABAY, net control for the special edition of the GCAR's outdoor siren test net. Anybody else looking to call that? Check in, please call net control now. This is ABAY, net control for the special GCAR's outdoor siren test net. If you'd like to check into that, please call now.
Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can, W8CMN, Repeater Flint.
Is ABAY net control for the special edition of the GCAR's outdoor siren test net for the statewide tornado drill? Looking for check-ins for the net. If you'd like to check in, please call net control now. This is the GCAR's outdoor siren test net. Normally on the first Saturday of the month between March and October. This is a special net for the statewide tornado drill. This net opens at noon and the test begins at 1. This net has been hosted on the WACMN 147.38 Flint, 146.78 Fenton linked repeaters. This net is open to all local amateur radio operators in Genesee County. Great. Siren report, system of visual inspection of the siren ensure it has both tone and notation when applicable. List of sirens can be found at gcares.org. My name is Lance, Lima Alpha Nancy Charlie Echo. My call is ABAY Alpha Bravo 8 Yankee, and I will be net control. If you'd like to participate in that, please call net control now.
KF5INT.
KF5INT, go ahead.
I'll be on location at my college.
Alright, I'll show you on location. 1234.
K8EPL, checking in.
K8EPL?
That would be correct.
Alright, did you have a siren in mind, or are you looking to get one assigned?
Well, currently I am located in the city of Otisville, and I know that there's a siren out here. I was wondering if I could get that one.
Looks like that would be siren number 67. Does that sound correct?
I'm not sure of the siren number. I don't have my phone with me, but I believe that would be correct. I believe it's like close to downtown Otisville. I'm like a quarter mile from there right now.
All right, I got you assigned to siren 67. At 212 Center Street. M15 to Center from North there, right?
That would be correct. I think it's right by the Otisville Police Station. There's a park there as well. I'm going to go ahead and head over there if that's all right.
I it looks like it's on the fire department. All right, I will show you en route at 1241. It says ADAY, net control to the special edition of GCAR's outdoor siren test net. This is ADAY, net control for the special edition of GCAR's outdoor siren test net for the statewide tornado drill. About 15 minutes before the start of the test. Still time to get a siren if anybody's looking. If you'd like to check into the net, please call net control now.
K-A-E-P-L to net.
K-A-E-P-L, this is net control.
You can show me on location at the fire station in Otisville.
Alright, I got you on location at 1248. KBNY, net control for the GCAR's upper siren test net.
The grade 38. W-8-C-M-N, Flint.
Net control from W-A-8-Q-M-V.
W-A-8-Q-M-V, is it net?
Yeah, roger. You can show me on location at siren number 65 on Lennon Road.
All right, I got you on location at 1249. This is ABY, net control for the GCAR's outdoor siren test.
Good afternoon, 1300 hours, sunny, 66 degrees.
All right, it's 103, your siren should have been winding down by now. Let's go down our list. Start out with W-A-8-Q-M-B at siren 65. That was in about at siren 65.
Yeah, siren 65 is fully functional. WA8QMB clear.
Alright, thank you for the report. Next on the list I have KF5INT. How are things out at siren 51?
Siren 61 fully functional. It is a non-rotational KF5INT. I have another message for you after the net regarding the siren.
Back to you. Then we have next on the list is WB8DLN at siren 82.
Number 82 is functional as tested. WB8DLN.
Alright, thank you for that. Last on the list we have KE8EPL at siren 67. K8EPL, this is net control. How are things out at siren 67?
Net control, this is K8EPL. Siren is fully functional as tested.
Alright, we got that fully functional at siren 67. Thank you for the report. K5INT, do you want to go over that now or we want to close up the net?
Yeah, I had a good position there. I stopped and spoke with public safety on the way here in the campus to let them know what was going on. They were already aware of it, but they had just finished an active shooter drill, so they said it was going to be a very interesting day for them. But they had advised me that they're going to upgrade their siren in the very near future to one with PA. They can use the PA on it as a public address. So I just figured I'd pass that on to you guys, KF5INT.
All right, thank you for that. I guess with that, we can close out the net here. This has been the G-CARE's Outdoor Siren Test Net, a special edition for the statewide tornado drill. This net normally convenes on the first Saturday of the month between March and October. Open at noon, begins at 1. Again, it's hosted at 38CMN, 147.38. 146.78 and link repeaters. That is open to all local amateur radio operators in Genesee County. Great. My name is Lance, Lima Alpha Nancy Paul, KBAY, Alpha Bravo Yankee. Thank you for coming out to G-CARE's Outdoor Siren Test Net, and thank you to the Central Michigan Emergency Network for hosting the repeaters for the net. Please join us on the first Saturday of April for next month's test. It's I know if you are not an amateur radio operator and check the siren, you can email your report to siren@gcare.org. With that, I will return the repeater back to normal amateur radio
operator.
KD8PAX.
KD8,
what was the call?
Bill. Let me see if that helps you out there a little bit. Yeah, I was curious if they're going to have the weather spotter training, or did they discontinue that also?
Weather spotter training is scheduled for the April 22nd. I believe it's 7 p.m. Same place as last year at the Genesee County Admin Building. The website, gcares.org, does have information about that.
Okay, I appreciate that, because the way things are going with the government, I wasn't sure if they were just going to stop everything altogether. So I definitely appreciate you coming back and giving me that information, that's for sure. I usually do the Forest Township siren, but I was shocked somebody actually beat me there. So 73s, KD8PAX, will be clear after yours.
Sentence 7-8. Disconnected. VHF hub. Connected to Flint 3-8. Making Genesee County Radio great again. W8CMN, Flint. Good afternoon, 1400 hours, sunny, 68 degrees. W8CMN, repeater Flint.
Charles, that sounds like you. This is N8FLK.
Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Sunny. 70 degrees. The Great 38. W8CMN, Flint. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 71 degrees. Making Genesee County Radio great again. W8CMN, Flint. Thank you. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good afternoon, 1700 hours. Mostly cloudy. 71 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. W8CMN, repeater Flint. The Great 38, W8CMN, Flint.
Kilo Charlie 8, Delta Zulu, thank you.
Kilo Charlie 8, Delta Zulu. Kilo Charlie 8, Delta Zulu, this is N8FLK, do you copy?
Good afternoon, N8FLK, my name is Tom. How are you doing this afternoon?
Pretty good, trying to get my backyard back in shape after the winter. Got the wood pile has to be kind of cleaned up, and rearranging a few things.
It has been a very beautiful day. I don't know what the temperature. I think it made it over 70 degrees, or close to it. Sure was a beautiful day. Looks like we're going to get some rain now, so it's probably a good thing you got everything picked up, so the grass can start getting ready to grow here soon.
Well, it's not picked up yet, but it's better than it was. A lot better than it was. I've got a lot of stuff to do here. Stacking my wood and everything, what's left over. So what's your QTH? I'm in Lansing.
Roger that, Lansing. I am in Frankenmuth, Michigan, Mobile, headed towards Clyde. I'm on the 310 machine. I think that's out of Flint, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe it's Clio repeater.
There are three repeaters linked in Bay City, Fenton, and Lansing. So you kind of never know where anyone is, but I love it to be able to talk to people way up in the thumb there.
Yeah, it's very interesting concept. I'm kind of just getting back into the hobby after, over a 10-year hiatus. I just went and took my, got my new license. I let it expire, and I had to retake the test, and retook all three of the tests in about a month's time, and now I'm an extra again. And at the time, they didn't link the repeaters like they are now. So it is very interesting. And hopefully we'll open it up a little bit more, but 2 meters seems to be pretty quiet to me for the last 2 or 3 weeks. I don't hear too many people out there.
Well, unfortunately, that is the status quo. Just not much activity. And I like to talk to a few folks and share information. We just have to work at it. Join the Nets. Seems like Nets help a lot to get people active. But part of the problem, I think, is you have a limited ham base. I mean, there's like almost a million hams, but that base has been fractured with DMR, with Wires X, with what's the other one that Icon does? And then you got your analog. And so you get the 2 meter band, the 70 centimeter band, then you get the 220 band, and then the new, this other band. So there's a lot of fracturing of the base. So you're just not going to find people like you did before when all the activity was on 2 meters and it was all analog.
Yeah, I roger that. I suspected that when I was reading over the study material, taking the extra test, and the general for that fact. It seemed like a large percentage over a third of the questions were about digital FT8 operations and stage shifting and stuff of that nature. Not really too much phone, although there was, you know, and obviously the radiation frequency, safety, and different things like that. But a lot of it was about digital applications. Very interesting. I think they're pushing that because you use a lot less power to accomplish basically the same thing, just making contact, although you're just keyboard to keyboard for a lot of it. But cuts down on the power and probably disturbance to the neighbors, probably, if I had to guess.
There's lots of things happening, you know. The hobby is growing. I'm thinking about, I don't know if it's growing. It's not declining. But there's a lot of older people. It's not as many young people that I think we'd like to see. So I'm thinking of going to the Hamvention down in Dayton. That's of interest to me. That's coming up, I guess, next month.
Dayton, Ohio. What month did you say that? Is that next month, April, or is it end of this month? I don't even. I've never been to that.
I have never been to it either, but I've always thought about it. It's like a mecca for ham people. But I have all the equipment I need. I really don't need anything else. I need to use what I've got. So I'm not really sure. Just be kind of cool to go down there. It's not that far. I mean, we're here in Michigan. It's not that much of a drive.
Yeah, it seems like you do end up collecting a lot of radios over the course of the time. I did just buy a couple of new ones since I got back into it. I bought the skid-meter I got for the car, a 2730A, which I think the A stands for analog. Maybe if I had a stuck it a little bit more, maybe I would have got the digital capable one, not sure. And then I got a Zego G90. Have you ever heard of one of those, a little 20 meter or a 20 watt high frequency radio?
I haven't, but there's a lot of new radios around that works even in front of when I first got my ticket. I'm talking on an Anytone 878, which is an analog and digital DMR. So, you know, there's all the debate. Oh, D-Star is the ICOM one. WiresX is the one with Gesu. And DMR is just an open source one. And my ham friends that know say that's the future. Kind of like IBM came in with their open source architecture that dominated computers. And so they think DMR will do the same.
Yeah, I have yet to try it, so I don't know if I'd like it or not. It seems like basically just texting people on your computer, but using ham radio to just kind of throw it out there to whoever happens to be listening at the time. I don't know, I haven't really paid too much attention to it yet, so I guess it'll be interesting to explore. I'm going to give it a try probably, but I'm not sure that's something I'd like to do. One thing I would like to learn how to do before it's too late is learn to try to communicate with the International Space Station and maybe bounce off the repeaters on the satellites. To me, that seems like it could be kind of fun.
Yeah, the Ham Club was talking about that last week when they had their meeting, the one here in Lansing. But I think you're confusing JS-8, digital communications, with DMR, which is digital voice. DMR is generally digital voice. And so is WiresX, and so is D-Star. It's just, instead of analog signals, digital. And it actually takes up a little more space in the bandwidth of digital than analog. I may be wrong on that. But GS-8 is sending text on HF frequencies, and it gets in under the noise in computer-to-computer communication, but it is through the air. And the computers are able to decipher that signal and all the snow, the noise, they're able to pull something out of it, which I find absolutely fascinating because It means you can communicate under extremely bad conditions. You can still get the message out. And to me, that's what ham radio is all about, doing communicating in crisis situations. I don't think it's what it's all about, but it's interesting to me. When there's not much else, no other way to communicate, you can communicate with JS-8 if you have a computer, and it'll somehow pull the signal out of the noise. So that's, I haven't yet got into that, but I'd like to.
Yeah, it does sound interesting. You're right, I did forget about that part. I guess there is more than just one way to visually communicate. It has expanded a lot since RTTY. Well, sir, I have to go now. I'm at my QTH. Time to go in and find out what I'm cooking for dinner. I appreciate talking to you. I didn't catch your name. Maybe you can give that to me on your final. 73 KC8 Delta Zulu.
KC8 Delta Zulu. This is Kirby. Kilowatt Ecuador Romeo Baker Yankee, that's my first name. And the call is November 8th, funny looking kid, or flake, or Fox, November 8th, Foxtrot Lima Kilo. I'm going to be so I'm glad I've got my.
Good evening. This repeated hours.
But anyway, have a nice supper, and we'll talk to you next door. Now, this is NAFLK, obviously.
55 degrees. Making Genesee County Radio great again. W8CMN, Flint.
Directional basin kind of here.
That deer crashed in front of me on the land tonight.
Whoa, did your butt slam shut?
No, I saw him ahead of time.
Yeah, I've had a few close ones up here in the back roads. It's bad. I remember being out where the ditches are deep out in the thumbs. And have herds of them come across, pop up out of them ditches. That was scary.
I've seen some pretty big ones in my area.
We had a half dozen of them walking right down the road right here in town.
I'm entering Saginaw Township right now.
You're making pretty good time then. That's cool. I mean, not like anything's going to happen between now and then unless some idiot pulls out in front of you or hits you.
Alright, day 5. Let's get it done.
Right, yeah, you're in the slow-mo zone there in town now, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
It's a bonus plan going on. Turning the safety zone in town.
Oh yeah, you gotta be careful here. Trying to move by. Oh, you say they should pull you over again.
Oh yeah, they will. That's a fact. But the voters must be switching around on the receive on this thing. Yet every once in a while it goes like it's switching into different receive, which is good because this thing's got a huge footprint.
I'm glad you're gonna be able to help you do your daughter's work like that.
Yeah, I gotta do something to this one too. A little bit of stuff to this one out front, where the drip got sealed up by the ice damming, and then ice damming at the end of these valleys. I gotta tar that where that nail pop is. Maybe slide something underneath there to to cover it, slit it, and slide something under. I don't know. I'd have to see how they got the valley done on this, but outside of that, this should be good to go. And then get the, and I hate to start wrestling with those drive motors on that Bobcat. Those are awful heavy.
Delivery truck here at work, so that's not a good sign. Medical equipment.
Imagine.
Staffing issue.
I think I just doubled with you. What?
Lots of cars just having a staffing issue.
Yeah, we gotta sweep that antenna in that car. I think we need to stop around. We could probably use that one. That radio here was a little bit better at that power output level. Shop around for a crossband repeat radio that'll do 50 to 70 watts. So we can throttle it back and use it as a crossbander from the car, because I think that car is going to be our main travel vehicle. Once I get it over to Jeff's house and get it up in the air and make sure that wheel bearing in the back there is all right. And still needs an oil change, don't it? Well, that's the Blazer that needs an oil change.
The Trailblazer that needs a change. This is good, I think, for another 1,000 miles or less. But I'm still good right now.
Yeah, I've seen a couple kayaks for cheap. We should pick up some normal, you know, plastic kayaks. Pick up a couple of those, and that way we can take kids out on those. And well, she's gonna be opening this pool pretty soon. Take kids out on those and have those to strap on the roof of that little Blazer or whatever, and get that back hatch on that Blazer going. That'd be a good little travel bomb there. So I imagine it don't do too much worse on gas than that little Jeep does it?
Not too much worse. I mean, the Jeep definitely does better. I think I might get a 10 or 12 more miles a gallon on the Jeep, actually.
Are you kidding me? It's that much better?
I'd have to gauge it again, but I thought if when we were traveling, maybe I'm wrong, I thought we were getting 27 on the Jeep, but I could be wrong. It's been a while since I've tried to figure it out.
Are you at work?
Yeah, I'm gonna go in. But I also thought the Trailblazer got 15. Does that sound correct or no?
We'll have to check it. It might not get too good right now with that light on. I think that red that it needs one of the O2 sensors. But there's some EVAP stuff going on there too. Yeah, I'll let you go so you can go in, and we're just about to the time where we need the ID anyway. 73, talk to you later. This is KV8OOE.
73,
this is KF8CLF. KV8OZK, Claire.
Hey, what's going on, Frank?
Can't talk long, Mike. I just wanted to throw that out there and see if you come back. I got to pull in here real quick, so not much. I'll say 7-3 right now. Sorry. Bye.
And I had some things on. Well, I seen it on my page, but so I'm still healing up. But I monitor this thing here probably, I would say, just about 24/7. Unless I accidentally get the radio turned off, you know. But 7-3, have a good afternoon or evening. KV8OOE.
All right. 7-3, KC8OZK.
Good evening. 1900 hours. Cloudy. 64 degrees. W8CMN, repeater Flint. 20 hundred hours. Cloudy. 61 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. W8CMN, Repeater Flint. The Great 38, W8CMN, Flint. Good evening, 21 hours. Mostly cloudy. 61 degrees. Making Genesee County Radio great again. W8CMN, Flint. Good evening, 22 hours. Mostly cloudy. 58 degrees. W8CMN, Repeater Flint. Good evening, 23 hours. 59 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. W8CMN, Repeater Flint.